What transpired is just very simple. Everybody must know that this government is not a people's government. It came by force. And if they see people who are doing things in peace, they are not happy. And what shocked them was to see how happy people in Highfield, Glenora, Glenview were, because we visited the market, we visited the shopping centers, and we were busy discussing with people, trying to understand the situation and conditions in which these people are. In fact, if you were to see the conditions with which these people at Glenview Furniture Complex are working under, you really shed tears. I was, you know, walking across the premises in dirty, you know, waters, and I don't know why they are still not sick. Because to tell you the truth, you can't say that situation is a situation that should be witnessed in Zimbabwe during this day and age, when we are a country that has lots of diamonds, lots of gold, lots of platinum, and we can't even use those resources to improve the living conditions of our people. It's uncalled for. So I'm sure this is what really, you know, incensed them, that I was able to visit those places which they thought nobody of my level would really visit.
And we understand that you were injured. What object was used to attack you?
Unfortunately, I didn't see it. Maybe they hit me with a fist or a stone, I don't know. But when I went to see the doctor, my cheek, right cheek was still swollen. Right now it's subsiding because I was given medication to get it to subside. But I had my teeth were quite painful and my cheek too.
And how many of your supporters were injured?
Unfortunately, I didn't get the statistics, but some of them have gone to CSU and some, you know, got, you know, to be treated elsewhere. But soon we'll be able to get the statistics and share with you.
We also understand from our sources that there were also soldiers who were part of the attackers. Is this true?
Yes, I have been phoned through this, people telling us that five of the arrested people who are at Glenora Police Station were soldiers. Two of them were soldiers out of five people.
And we also understand that you met with President Robert Mugabe. Just tell us briefly about that meeting.
I'm sure if he had to call you to really pay him a visit, you'd have done the same like what I did. He called me and I obliged. Yes, he was telling me that what happened was wrong. He was misinformed. They were tricked. And mind you, the same people who are now in control are the very same people who went and tricked Mugabe. So they knew what they wanted to do. They wanted me out of the way first so that they'll be able to get to Mugabe easily. You know, for a start, I told him that they were not, you know, it wasn't me. It's people who are after Mugabe who are, you know, doing all these things. And it is, I've been vindicated by what I said to him.
So did he ask for an apology, or you could just tell that he was apologizing to you for the way he had treated you?
I understand, you know, for him to pick up a phone and call me, isn't that a big thing that should tell? That, you know, an old man is sorry about everything. But, you know, I understood. And in view of my age, I should be able to understand that, you know, that's how things go.
And do you forgive him for the way he treated you?
Why do I have to keep a grudge, my dear? It's only God who does it, not me. And that's why I kept quiet when the whole, you know, scene was still hot. I knew I had not done anything wrong. That's why I kept quiet. So I forgave him a long time ago, including the wife.
So what did he say about the coup? Did he actually resign or he was forced to resign?
I didn't get that some idea.
And did you have the opportunity to talk to Amai Mugabe?
Oh, yes, I have spoken to her over the phone. She was not at home. But anyway, it's all to do with things that happened that time. But a lot of scammery went around, and lies, and, you know, crooks were all over around them to try and remove those people that they thought would not, you know, give them a chance to do what they wanted.
But from your impression, would you say Mr. Mugabe is free to move around, or he's still under some kind of house arrest?
Ah, no, not house arrest. In fact, because a week ago, Mr. Mugabe was coming from Zimba, and I met his motorcade on the way from home. So, of course, being a former president, we should have people who guard him. Of course, they could be soldiers and policemen all included. Because that's how he used to move, even when he was still head of state.
So there are some people who can actually visit him?
I'm not so sure. I didn't ask. But you know what it is with people when you are in this situation, they desert. People are, you know, like you when they know there's something to benefit. And sometimes they'll be coming to lie so that you give them money or you help them with jobs and so on. Now that he is in this predicament, we were actually laughing, you know. I just said to him, you know what, when you are in this situation, people do. And he said, yes, even relatives have deserted.
He feels deserted and...
You know what it is, that they don't want to be blamed, to be, you know, made part of and so on. And who would want to really suffer for anyone?
But generally, how is he doing health-wise?
I was very happy. I think he is resting. He is doing fine. I was very happy to see him in that mood.